书第一章，腓立比书第一章，二十一节。腓立比书一章二十一节的前半段。
For me to live is Christ.
因我活着就是基督。
This will be the theme of our fellowship this morning. For me to live is Christ.
这是早晨我们交通的主题，因我活着就是基督。
And then in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31.
哥林多前书十五章三十一节。
First Corinthians 15:31.
哥林多前书十五章三十一节。
I affirm, brethren, by the boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then this little phrase, I die daily.
弟兄们，我在我主基督耶稣里指着你们所夸的口极力地说，
For me to live is Christ, I die daily.
因我活着就是基督，我是天天冒死。
In preparing our hearts for this time, let's turn to one other passage in Revelation 3:20.
为着预备我们的心，我们再打开启示录三章二十节。
This is Jesus speaking to each one of us this morning. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's talking to us believers here. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,I will come into him and dine with him and he with me.
这是主耶稣对我们说的话。看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
This is one of the great prayer verses in the Bible.
这一节圣经是圣经上面最好的一个祷告的经节。
All prayer to our Heavenly Father surrounds this verse.
我们对天父的祷告也就环绕在这一节圣经里。
Jesus is always available. He does not take vacation. He wants to be our life, live in us.
主耶稣他总是像我们，他都是在那里，他没有休假。我们向他祷告的时候，他总是。
But by nature, we are very preoccupied.
但是我们的本性就是我们被很多其他事情所充满。
We are mastered by many things.
我们好像对被很多事情所愁烦。
But the Lord Jesus, being faithful, he keeps knocking.
但是主耶稣他是信实的，所以他一直在叩门。
He keeps dealing.
他一直在等我们。
And when we get to that.Point of absolute helplessness.
一直等到我们完全没有办法的时候
，we open the door.
我们就把门打开。
Now the Lord intends that the door be open all the time.
其实主的意思是我们的心门要总是打开的。
Paul said we're to pray without ceasing. The door is always open.
保罗说要不住的祷告，所以这门应该是总是开的。
But the fact of the matter.We're very busy people.
但事实上呢，我们是非常忙碌的人。
Busy with ourselves, our lives.
为我们自己，为我们的生活忙碌。
And Jesus is having to be outside the door, often knocking.
所以主耶稣常常就被关在门外，在门外叩门。
much of the pain we suffer in our lives is because he's outside the door and we're running our own life.
我们在生活里面常常没有受到无需受的痛苦，因为他在门外，我们自己在忙自己的生活。
These next few minutes is a spiritual time God would like to speak to every one of us.
接下来几分钟是属灵的时间，因为神要对我们每一个人说话。
Question: Are we helpless enough?
问题是我们是不是这样的无助呢？
To number two, open the door.
第二。要打开心门
so that he can come in and do what's always been on his heart, commune, dine, sup with us.
所以主耶稣可以进来，他一直想要与我们来坐席，他与我们说话。
This is how simple this walk is.
我们与主同行就这么简单。
God is not the problem.
神并不是那个问题。
Patiently knocking.
主一直在叩门。
Are we open?
问题是我们是不是愿意打开我们的心门呢？
Let's ask the Lord just to continue to open our hearts for this time.
我们再继续仰望主，再把我们的心打开。
Father, we're thankful that you have not forgotten us.
天父，我们感谢你，你没有忘记我们。
And once again this morning, you said, "Come to my table."
早晨，你再次对我们说，来到你桌子面前。
See the servant of all servants.Christ himself.
来看所有仆人里面，最有代表的仆人就是基督耶稣。
Learn to be a servant by watching him.
我们来学习来看他，我们也可以成为一个仆人。
By knowing him.
来认识他。
And loving him.
来爱他。
Lord, even now we give this few minutes to thee.
我们把下面几分钟交在你的手中。
We open our heart's door wide.
愿你把我们的心门大大的打开。
You be the head of the table.
你是这个桌子的主人。
You be the one who speaks.
你是说话的人。
May Lord each one of us have your pierced ear to be able to hear.
愿我们都有一个被那个戳的耳朵可以来听。
We pray this in Christ's name.
靠基督的名祷告。
Amen.It's a very simple thought this morning.
早晨这个主题非常简单。
Most of us have heard this many times. For me to live is Christ.
我们很多人都听过很多次，就是我活着就是基督。
To begin to understand the impact of this little phrase, we must ask ourselves, what are we living for?
我们要知道这句话的冲击，我们就要知道说我们是为什么而活。
See, we know a verse like this, for me to live is Christ, but the reality is, for me to live is me.
但是我们常常知道这句话，但是问题是我们常常都想到我们自己。
We are consumed with me.
我们被我们自己所充满。
And this goes all the way back to the fall.
从人一堕落就开始
starts with that little child saying my toy
从一个小小孩说这是我的玩具
and then it's my studies
这是我的学业
my degree
这是我自己的学位
my diploma
我的毕业证书
my job
我的工作
my career my profession
还有我的职业
my marriage
我的婚姻
My family.
我的家庭。
And finally, my retirement.
最后，我的退休的计划。
And all of that time, the Lord is outside.
所有在这所有的事情当中，主在门外。
Now it's very interesting. We come each Sunday and we sing, "For me to live is Christ."
我们每个主日来到主的面前说我活着就是基督
You've heard many messages from someone standing up here on the subject of Christ is all in all
我们也唱诗歌有很多的信息讲到主基督是一切又的一切
To sum up all things in Christ this is his purpose
因为一切 都要总结在基督里面。
And every believer that hears my voice this morning has some understanding and even belief of that.
我们所有的信主的，我们对这件事情都有一点了解，也相信。
But in reality, when it comes down to the real world, it's for me to live is I, me, and mine.
但是实际上呢，我们活着的事情，事实上常常发生的情况就是都是我，我，我，我。
We are plagued with this thought.
我们好像有这样的思想。
This dilemma because it's in our very DNA.
我们会有这样的两难，是因为就在我们的基因里面。
We have to understand our corruptness.
我们要知道我们里面的败坏。
This came down through Adam.
是从亚当下来的。
God says, "Eat from this tree. Do not eat from this tree."
主神说。要吃这个树的果子，不要吃那个树的果子。
And Adam, for a time, subjected himself to that thought.
亚当在一段时间里面，他顺服神的话。
The door of his heart was open, and there was this communing with the Lord.
因为那个时候他心门是打开的，他与主有交通。
And then, one day, Adam and Eve decided to do something on their own.
有一天，亚当和夏娃他们就决定自作主张，做他们要做的事。
Not subject to the will of God.
没有顺服在神的旨意下面。
Countering God's will and saying, "Yes, that looks good to eat."
他对神的旨意相违背，说啊，那个是好做食物。
It looks pleasing to the eyes.
悦人眼目。
And the pride of life came in.
今生的骄傲就出来了。
And it poisoned the human race.
人类就被毒害。
And brothers and sisters, a great transformation has to take place in each one of us for that to be reversed.
对我们每个人来说，我们都要一个极大的改变，所以这个败坏的天性可以被扭转。
We are obsessed with ourselves.
我们都是被自己所充满所抓住的。
Self-life has possessed every aspect of our mind, will, and passion.
不管我们的思想、情感、意志都被自己所充满。
And therefore, we stay in a state of little growth spiritually.
所以我们就停留在一种情形，就是属灵的生命没有什么成长。
At best, it is this roller coaster up and down Christian walk.
那也许就像坐云霄飞车一样，属灵的生命一下子很高，一下很低。
Even when we hear an anointed and inspiring message, we immediately say, "I am going to do what that person just said."
有时候我们听的有高油，而且呢，会被让我们激动的信息，我们也说我们也要这样。
For me to do this is I.
但是我要来做。
And we have failed.
然后我们就失败了。
No one, Moses, Abraham, the Apostle Paul, have never been able to follow God or the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, on their own.
所有的人，不管是摩西、亚伯拉罕或保罗，他们没有办法靠自己来跟随神。
And so for us as Christians, everything comes back to this word, the Lord Jesus Christ.
对我们信主的。所有的事情都要回到主耶稣基督。
Why should we live for Christ?
为什么我们要为基督而活呢?
For me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
Is there another way?
有其他的办法吗?
Well, this month there will be many graduation speeches.
这个月我们会听到许多毕业典礼的演讲。
And the graduation speeches will center around two areas.
这些演讲基本上有两个重点，两个中心。
How great the graduate is.
毕业是何等好，何等大的一件事。
And what you can do for yourself and others.
你可以毕业以后，你可以为你自己，为别人做什么。
The other thing is pretty noble.
另外一件事情就也是非常，好像看起来很崇高的。
but it will not take us through.
但是它不能够让我们带我们来经过这些事。
If we were smart, every graduate would read the book of Ecclesiastes the moment he receives his diploma.
如果说是很聪明的毕业生的话，应该拿到毕业文凭的时候呢，来读传道书。
Because everything that a graduate aspires to be and to become, Solomon has already done it.
因为毕业不管是多么兴奋、多么好的一件事情，这些所有要以后要做的事情，所罗门都经历了。
It's the great cliff notes of the walking with the Lord, Ecclesiastes.
要怎么样与神同行呢？我们就要被来提醒，要来看传道书。
Sir, living for ourselves does not work.
如果我们为自己而活的话，这个没有办法这样子来与神同行的。
This is my graduation speech. You graduates, learn it right now.
这是我对你们一个毕业典礼的演讲，在座如果有毕业的人的生毕业生的话，要看这个圣经上说的话。
Everything those commencement speakers are talking about will fail.
这些毕业典礼演讲的人，他们说的话，每一件事情都会失败。
Oh, once in a while they throw in a little biblical principle.
有时候他们也许会放下一些圣经上的原则。
But in reality, all this stuff under heaven is vanity.
但是我们知道，在所有的在日光之下，一切都是虚空的。
In fact, in our country, you would have to go back to the middle 1700s to have a commencement speech that used the text that we're using today.
我们要回到主后1700多年的时候，那有一个毕业典礼的演讲，就用今天我们要交通的话。
When Harvard and Yale and Princeton were founded, many of the commencement speeches would talk like this: "For me to live is Christ."
那时候
Can you believe that?
在两三百年以前，当这些著名的大学哈佛、耶鲁和普林斯顿他们被建立的时候，那时候他们毕业典礼的演讲就是讲到"我活着就是基督"，你相信吗
？Many of our universities will not even have the Pledge of Allegiance at their graduation.
在许多的大学里面，现在也在毕业典礼的时候都不能够说来对国家效忠的话。
Because it uses the word under God.
因为在宣誓对国家效忠里面就有讲说在神的当中。
We have to be politically correct because there are so many international students.
因为有许多的国际学生，所以我们不能讲提到神的事情。
Many will not have an invocation or a benediction.
许多的地方没有最后的祝福。
Because we have become great in our thinking, we don't need God.
因为我们靠自己变得非常伟大，我们不需要神。
For me to live is education.
我活着是为着教育，得到很多的受很多的教育。
One of the things that's totally undermining our country is the idol we have made out of education.
这个国家遭遇到很大的问题，让这个国家受很大的损失，是因为我们把教育当成我们的偶像。
Now let me clarify before you throw me out of here.
我要先澄清一下，在你把我赶走之前。
We are to be in the world and not of it.
我们要在世界里面，但不属于这个世界。
We are to be able to take all of these various courses.
我们可以来选这些课。
And never let them grip our heart.
但是不让这些课来抓住我们的心。
Always allowing the Lord Jesus to occupy our heart.
我们总是愿意让主耶稣基督来充满我们的心。
For to me to live is Christ in taking this psychology course.
我活着就是基督，因为这样我来修心理学。
For me to live is Christ is in this science course.
因为我活着就是基督，所以我来修这个科学的课。
And it becomes Christ who is the dominating factor in my life.
所以我的生活里面最主要来影响我的是基督。
We have to have a job.
是的，我们需要一个工作。
So that we can buy a little rice.
所以我们可以来买米。
So that we can pay the rent.
所以我们可以来付房租。
So that we have some transportation.
所以我们有车子可以开。
So that we can have some clothes.
有衣服可以穿。
But that is what that job is for.
但是这就只是工作提供我们的。
It's not to become better than someone else.
并不是要这样，我们可以比别人过得更好。
It's not to make $1 billion.
不是要来赚十亿。
It's to pay the rent.
只是要我们来付房租。
Oh, this world makes a horrible master.
这个世界是一个非常可怕的一个主人。
Money is to be our slave, not our master.
金钱是应该是我们的奴隶，而不是我们的主人。
Why is it so important that we say, for me to live is Christ?
为什么我们说我活着就是基督这样重要？
Because everything else is death.
因为所有一切都是死亡。
See, for the believer, and we've experienced some death, even in our fellowship, even this week.
在我们信主的，在我们聚会当中，就在这个礼拜，我们也经历过死亡。
Physical death.
是的，是身体的死亡。
But even physical death is not a reality for those who say, "For to me to live is Christ."
就算是死亡，也不能够来让我们好像能够拦阻我们说，我活着就是基督。
Those in our fellowship who have gone to be with the Lord in this last few.Weeks and months, and even today, this morning. It's like walking from one room to another room.
在我们聚会当中，有弟兄姐妹在过去的一个月，或是过去一个礼拜，或甚至今天早上。
The Spirit, that which is in us, is present with the Lord.
虽然我们有些弟兄姐妹被主接去，可是只是从一个房间搬到另外一个房间。
Yes, the body is put in the grave.
是的，身体要被埋葬。
But there is a resurrection morning coming.
但是有一个复活的早晨要来。
But for to me to live as Christ is important because it also, if not, it brings spiritual death.
我们若没有来认识我活着就是基督的话，我们就在属灵的死亡里面。
Most believers.Around the world, including ourselves, live in a state of spiritual death.
很多这个世界上的信主的，包括我们自己在内，有时候我们会在活在属灵的死亡里。
The door of our heart, the door of our mind, the door of our soul is closed, and we live unto ourselves.
我们思想、情感、我们心思的门被关住，所以我们就活在自己里。
Who is?This Christ that we are to live for.
这位我们要为着他而活的基督是怎么样的一位呢？
Paul says that I might know him.
保罗说让我认识他。
Why does he say that?
让我晓为什么保罗这样说
呢？ He's learned the secret.
因为他学了这秘诀。
To the degree that we know him, to that degree, we, our life is for him, Christ.
我们认识基督有多少，我们就能够。来活着就是基督有多少
Whenever I think of the Lord Jesus, I immediately just think of his countenance.
当我想到主耶稣的时候，我马上就会想到主耶稣的面容。
The shining face.
他这样发光的脸。
We have blessings in the Bible. We have benedictions in the Bible that refer to the face of the Lord looking upon us.
在圣经上有一些祝福的地方，就是用愿耶和华的脸光照你。
His countenance shining upon us.
愿他的脸来光照我们。
Some of you know and have experienced when the countenance on your parent or your boss is not pleasant.
有些我们会经历到我们的老板或我们父母的脸不是那样子的愉快。
You know that there's a problem.
当他的脸不是那么愉快，我们就知道有问题了。
With God, it's the same thing.
对着神来说也是一样。
We want His face to shine upon it with a smile.
我们希望神的脸光照我们是带着微笑的。
We do not want the wrath of the Lamb.
我们不希望说是在神的愤怒的脸在看我们。
And when we look at the Lord's face, the first thing we know is this white, glorious hair of wool.
当我们想到主耶稣的时候，我们想到他那个发就是白的发光光荣耀的头发。
And we know that hair that is white and like wool refers to holiness.
那个主耶稣的头发白如白羊毛是讲到那个圣洁。
Our sins shall be removed in their white as snow.
我们的罪要完全的被洗净，比雪更白。
It shall be as white wool.
像白羊毛一样。
Holiness
是完全的圣洁。
It's also something. It speaks to us of His understanding, His wisdom.
也讲到主的他的智慧。
It's nice, isn't it, this morning to know that when we look at the Lord Jesus and invite Him in, He is understanding everything in me.
早上，当我们纪念主的时候，我们邀请他进来，他知道我们的一切。
All of those weaknesses of ours.
我们所有的软弱，他都知道。
That huge past of ours, we don't even want to think about right now.
我们有很多过去的失败，现在我们都不愿意去想。
And we shouldn't, because it is under the blood.
我们不需要去想，因为在主的宝血遮盖之下。
Our Heavenly Father is understanding.
我们的天父，他完全的知道。
There's a lesson here even in raising our children.
在我们养育儿女，我们也可以学到功课。
Or relating to anyone who's in subjection to us.
或者是有些人要来顺服我们，我们也可以从这当中学功课。
Scolding does not work.
我们知道责骂不能够来改变。
Shaming a person who is subject to us does not work.
对我们下面的人来羞辱他们也没有帮助。
But an understanding heart like the Father understands, I know your frame, he says. And then he begins to explain, but take my son, for to me to live is Christ.
我们的神认识我们的软弱，但是他却说，你要接受我的儿子，因为活着就是基督。
We have an understanding, an all-glorious person looking down upon us.
我们有一位荣耀的，他完全认识我们的的神来看我们。
And quick to add, in us, living in us.
然后他也住在我们里面，活在我们里面。
And in Proverbs 16:31, it speaks of this white hair being a crown of glory.
在箴言16:31讲到说，这个是白发是老年人的冠冕。
Something even like the heavenlies.
好像就是在天堂。
Something perfect.
像在天堂里，它是完美的。
Something just as God intended.
就像是神他愿意他心愿所达到的。
And so we asked ourselves this question, but where does this crown of glory come from?
有时候我们会想说，这个荣耀的冠冕从哪里来呢？
It was preceded, brothers and sisters, by a crown of thorns.
荣耀的冠冕之前有荆棘的冠冕。
When we talk about the crown of thorns, we very seldom get past two things, blood and pain.
我们讲到荆棘的冠冕，我们常常只是想到说血和痛苦。
And this is such a small part of the meaning that it's very sad.That has taken such a dominant place.
这个血跟痛苦呢，只是这荆棘冠冕的一小部分。
man just makes a big thing out of pain. These thorns being pressed down, crushed on the head of a human being.
我们只是想到说，这荆棘的冠冕压在人的头上的时候很痛苦。
That crown of thorn is the most beautiful picture of the word subjection.
荆棘的冠冕是顺服最美的一幅图画。
Only one man, again, has ever submitted totally to the Father's will.
只有有一个人，他完全的来顺服父神的旨意。
The Father's mind.
他也来顺服父神的心。
The Father's purpose and desire.
他来完成了父亲的心愿。
Submitted to the Father's nature and character and heart.
他也顺服在这个父亲的性情。
And that is the Lord Jesus. He submitted.
主耶稣他的顺服。
And this picture, in one sense, it's a picture of suffering. In another sense, it's a beautiful picture.
是的，这是一幅受苦的图画，但是却也是一幅美丽的图画。
Nothing has ever and ever will change this globe, the heart of man, like what is behind that crown of thorns.
那个在那个荆棘冠冕后面，那个心是怎么样一个心呢
？He subjected himself not to 6 hours of this crown, but to 33.5 years of absolute, total submission to his Father.
这荆棘冠冕不只是在主耶稣的头上只有6小时，而是他33年半，他就是活这样一个顺服的生命。
What would I say to the graduates this morning? But one word, submit to the Father.
对毕业生，我只有一句话告诉你们，就是来顺服。
Surrender to the Father.
来顺服，来降服在父亲的面前。
Yield to the Father every minute of the day.
在生活里面的每一天都来顺服。
Your jobs, your marriage, your family, your children, your life, moment by moment by moment.
在你生活、你的工作、你的家庭、你的孩子，每一件事情，每分每秒顺服。
Not for a few minutes when we come around the Lord's table. Oh, this is your time, Lord. Here it is. I'm bowing. No, we're talking about for to me to live is Christ. Every minute.
不是在拨饼的时候，我们这几分钟说主，这是你的时间，我顺服你，而是每一分钟我们的生活里面，应该都是我活着就是基督。
In our marriages, if we had just seen this much of the meaning of this crown of thorns, it would be the happiest marriage on earth.
在我们的婚姻里面，我们只要认识这一点点这个荆棘冠冕的意义，我们就会。过一个很非常快乐的婚姻。
Husbands absolutely, totally submitted to their heavenly Father.
做丈夫的要完全顺服天父。
And the wife, this beautiful bride, submitting to her husband.
那美丽的新妇也来顺服她的丈夫。
Regardless of all of his weaknesses and problems.Submitting in the heart.
虽然丈夫有许多的软弱和问题，但是妻子从心里面来顺服。
See, it's failure in these areas, these real practical areas, that prevent us from realizing, for to me to live is Christ.
我们如果在这些是实际的生活上失败的话，我们就没有办法来经历我活着就是基督。
Christ submitted.
因为基督他是这样的顺服。
Because he knew what was on God's heart.
因为基督知道父神的心。
What is on God's heart?
父神的心是什么呢
？What is His eternal purpose?
父神永远的旨意是什么呢
？Well, it has everything to do with all these beautiful pictures around us.
这个与我们在周围许多美丽的图画都有关系。
First of all, we see the great subjective heart of our Father.Subjecting himself to our dilemma.
因为我们就算父神的心，他也把自己降 放在我们这些难处的当中。
The way the Father stooped down and dealt with you and I, his enemies.
神父神他虽然我们与他为仇为敌，但他还愿意把自己来给我们。
And so he continues to demonstrate this through what? Sending his son who would subject himself to the Father.
父神怎么样来对付我们这些不顺服的人呢？他就把他的儿子来赐给我们。
And as we've said, one man came down and subjected himself to the Father. Totally.
有一个人来了，把他自己完全的来顺服在父神的下面。
And then he wants to include us into this picture.
然后神愿意我们也在这幅美丽的图画当中。
And so now the son who subjected himself now becomes the authority, sitting on the throne.
这个子他完全的顺服父，他现在就坐在宝座上，他有权柄。
And we are called to submit to the Lord Jesus.
所以我们就呼召来顺服我们的主耶稣。
In all these practical things of life.
在生活上每一件实际的事情来顺服耶稣。
Again, I want to underline, submitting at the Lord's table here has absolutely no credence to the Father if it's not lived out through the week.
我要说只有在擘饼的顺服，在生活上没有顺服的话，那这不能够来满足主的心。
And so God has kept this divine order in front of us, authority, subjection in the church.
所以神在教会的里面也放下这个神圣的一个位置，就是要有权柄，然后有顺服。
In us, the body of Christ, we're to subject to him as the head.
我们是基督的身体，我们要来顺服头。
And we say, well, I subject to the head. I just don't subject to the brothers.
你会说，也许我对头是顺服的，但是我对弟兄们，我不见得要顺服。
Again, it all breaks down.
如果是这样，那这个很多就会，我们就会有失败。
Because God always looks at our heart in a very practical way. Are we submitting to Him through one another.
神是非常看我们的心，在实际的生活里面，看我们有没有彼此顺服。
John the Apostle makes it very clear: if you don't love your brother, you don't love God.
使徒约翰告诉我们，我们若没有看爱所看得见的弟兄，就不能爱神。
And there is only one way to love one another, and that is God has to get into our heart, and for to me to live is Christ.
只有一个办法我们能够彼此相爱，就是主要进到我们的心里面，然后我们活着就是基督。
His power and his authority.
只有靠他的能力和他的权柄。
But the Lord doesn't just stop there with the church. He brings it down even one more level closer to us.
主不停在教会而已，他还让我们更接近。
I will make a man and I will make a woman.
神要造男也要造女。
And I will keep ever before Mankind, what makes my heart tick? God says.
神说，我要在人的面前让他们知道我心里面的最喜欢的是什么。
And when that woman submits to that man, and that man submits wholly to God, God is pleased.
如果这个女人完全的顺服男人。这个男人完全的来顺服神，神的心就得到满足。
And everything that was lost in the garden, everything that was lost when all of those angels fell, a third of them from heaven, is gained when I submit to my boss, gladheartedly.
那个在伊甸园里面的失败或天使三分之一天使的堕落，这些都可以借着我们对我们老板的顺服而能够来改变得胜。
When we men are not living as unto Christ and we are a tyrant in our, around our home and that dear housewife covers, submits, protects the children saying, let's just pray for daddy everything in the fall is reversed.
虽然也许做丈夫的做父亲的有很多的失败在家里面像暴君一样，但是如果说是妻子跟孩子说我们来祷告，那这些事情就会改变。
Most difficult thing in the world to learn.
但是这是却是在这世界上最难学的一个功课。
But this little phrase, for to me to live is Christ, will never be a reality if it's not carried out in this word subjection.
我活着就是基督，如果我们不来顺服的话，就不能够进入这个的实际。
This morning we had the Lord's table. There was the cup, the blood. What does it mean?
早晨擘饼的时候，我们看见这个杯子里面代表主的血是什么意思呢？
Every time you see that word blood in the Bible, simply means subjection.
在圣经里面看到这个血，我们就知道要对权柄要有顺服。
And Abraham built an altar, subjecting to authority.
亚伯拉罕筑祭坛，他就对这个权柄来顺服。
Did Lot build an altar?
是不是神
？Did Lot build an altar?
是罗德有没有来筑祭坛呢
？No blood, no forgiveness.
没有血，罪就不得赦免。
No pleasing our heavenly Father.
没有血，也不能够让父神的心得到满足。
Everything centers around this one thought. How do we subject ourselves to unfairness?
所有的事情好像都与这个有关，就是在不公平的当中，我们是不是能顺服？
How did Jesus submit himself?
主耶稣他在不公平的当中，他把自己改顺服。
When we look at this countenance of the Lord, and we get past this key thing, this crown of thorns, we see these eyes.
我们再来看主，除了这个荆棘冠冕以外，我们还可以看见主的眼睛。
These eyes of a flame of fire.
主的眼睛如同火焰一样。
Fire purifies.
这个火可以来洁净我们。
But at the same time, they're very gracious eyes.
但是却也是充满着恩典的。
These eyes changed Peter.
这个主的眼睛眼神来改变了彼得。
Have we been gazing at the eyes of the Lord?
我们是不是被主的眼目来注视呢？
See, when we're engaging his eyes, and his eyes are engaging ours, they have a purifying effect in us.
如果我们与主来眼睛来相接的话，这个主的眼睛眼目像火焰一样可以洁净我们。
Have you ever noticed a little, even 1 year old, when he is doing something wrong, he first of all kind of shies away from the parent, but also just kind of keeps a glancing eye to see when the next blow is going to come.
如果这一岁多的孩子做错事的时候呢，他好像就悄悄地跑开，然后呢，他一方面偷看一下什么时候这个打这个神这就父母的手要打过来。
But when a child is doing good, doing right, they look right into the eyes of their parents, very proud. I'm doing it right.
但是如果孩子做得好的话，他就会这样子一点不害怕的看着父母来对他们说，哎，你看我做得很好。
Most of us have a very difficult time looking into the eyes of the Lord.
我们很多人都有难处，不能够来用眼睛来看我们的主。
Second Chronicles, his eyes move to and fro across the earth, looking to see if there's a pure heart in which he can come and serve, and he can come and bless.
历代志下说，神的眼目遍察全地，要看地上有没有人心存诚实，所以他可以来祝福他们。
He wants to bless.
神愿意祝福我们。
His eyes are piercing.
他的眼目也是有刺透的能力。
He also has ears. That hears that hear a baby's cry.
神的耳朵，他也听见婴孩的哭声。
What cry does the Lord really hear?
神他听见人对他的哀求是什么呢？
Does he really hear that Pharisee, Oh, Father, you are the Holy One, all of this great vocabulary is that what he hears?
神他听见的是法利赛人那华丽的祷告吗？
No, he hears the publican who cry out, Oh Lord, I'm the worst of sinners.
还是听见这个兵他说我是最差最坏的罪人。
I know nothing, Lord, about raising children.
我们对主说，主啊，我在教育孩子上面，在养育孩子上，我什么都不知道。
And even if I knew everything, I cannot change their spirit.
就算我知道孩子的任何所有的事，我也没有办法改变他们的灵。
You can't feed a baby chocolate and candy to make them sweet.
你可以用糖果和巧克力来喂小小孩，让他们好像这样很甜美。
And you cannot take a rod and beat them to where they are kind.
但是你没有办法用杖来打他们，让他们变得很仁慈。
Our children came from us.
我们的儿女是从我们来的。
We gave them that DNA I was talking about.
是我们给他们的基因。
And it's very corrupt, and it's very evil, and it's very self-serving.
是非常毁坏的，是非常邪恶的，而且是一切是为着自己的。
Very selfish.
非常自私的。
Very independent.
是很喜欢靠自己独立的。
How? That is a spirit. They were born with that.
因为这是他们生来的灵，就是这样。
They can graduate from Rice University, Harvard University, Stanford University, and it'll not remove that one moment, one bit.
他们可以从莱斯大学、哈佛大学、斯坦福大学毕业，但里面这个性情一点都没有改变。
Only the mercy of God.
只有从神来的怜悯。
Lord, have mercy on our children.
主啊。你对我们的儿女们有怜悯吧
？Change that spirit.
你改变他们的灵吧
？You parents see it.
你们的父母做父母的可以看见。
You see it with your God-given eyes. You see it with your God-given ears, and you see it, smell it with your God-given nose.
你是不是用神所赐给你的眼睛来看，耳朵来听，你鼻子来闻呢
？God has an When we look at the face of the Lord Jesus, He has a nose.
我们来看主耶稣的脸，他也有鼻子。
A trained, discerning nose.
是一个他可以分辨的一个鼻子。
Yes, He has ears that hear.
是的，主耶稣他有耳朵可以听。
He has eyes to see you're at the meeting today.
他有眼睛可以看你在聚会的当中。
He heard your prayers around the table with those ears.
他也听见你在波饼中的祷告。
My brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus has a nose.
弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣基督也有鼻子。
This senses things that are far beyond hearing and seeing.
好像可以来超过看见跟听见可以知道的。
He smells, is there an aroma of Christ?
他来闻，有没有基督的馨香呢？
See, we can't fool the Lord.
我们没有办法来，好像来欺骗、来愚弄我们的主。
And we cannot fool our children.
我们也没有办法在我们的孩子面前装假。
It's amazing at a very young age how our children have a spiritual discernment.
很稀奇的，孩子很小的时候，他就有这个属灵分辨的能力。
They can tell very easily when mom is mad.
他们很清楚的知道说母亲什么时候生气了。
When we better not go where Dad is right now, he's having problems.
我们最好不要到父亲的面前，因为他现在有问题。
The Lord smells exactly where we are spiritually, where our heart is.
主他也可以来闻我们的心属灵的情形是怎么样。
The Lord has a mouth.
主耶稣他有嘴。
And it says in that mouth has a tongue.Like a sharp two-edged sword.
从他的嘴中有比两刃更利的剑可以出来。
And it is constantly dividing between that which is solical and that which is spiritual.
啊，一直在分辨什么是属肉体、属魂的，什么是属灵的。
All of us have a soul.
我们都有其
We have a mind. We have a will. We have desires, emotions.
我们的魂，我们都有思想、情感、意志。
But this is sort of a neutral entity.
但是魂好像是中性的。
It needs to be filled up with something.
这个魂需要被什么东西充满。
And our tendency is to just fill it up with education.
我们的倾向就是用教育把它充满。
Now education would be all right, except that a lot of it is corrupted education.
那教育好像没有什么不对，但是很多的呢，却好像是已经被毁坏的教育。
And the soul needs to be filled up with the spiritual.
那这个魂应该要被属灵的事来充满。
Has to be filled up with the word of God.
要被神的话充满。
And since we have such a confused area here in our soul, a little bit of spiritual and a lot of the world, we can't think right.
那我们这个魂呢，好像被一点点的属灵的事情充满，有很多属世的事情所充满，所以我们就没有办法来想得对。
We become emotional wrecks.
我们就变成情绪上非常的受激动。
And here's where the Lord Jesus, with his tongue of fire, comes in and cuts between the soul and the spirit.
所以要主来用这两刃的利剑来分别魂与灵。
As I've said before, cutting so that there is nothing of me, but all of Christ.
这样分辨以后呢，就我没有一点的自己。都是基督。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
Brothers and sisters, it's His eyes that are in us when He comes in to dwell. It's His ears, His nose, His mouth, His hair. He comes in to live within us.
主耶稣，弟兄姐妹们，当主耶稣与我们同住的时候，他的头发。他的眼，他的耳，他的鼻子，他的这些一切就在我们的里面。
But you say, don't we have to do something?
那你说我们需要做什么吗
？No, if we were just to take one more glance at the Lord, we will notice that He is crucified. His hands aren't moving.
我们若看主一下，我们就知道说主耶稣已经被钉十字架，他的手没有任何的不能动。
Oh, how we have to do something. We think.
我们常常想说我们要做什么。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已与基督同钉十字架。
I can't move.
我没有办法，不能动了。
These hands are not my own.
因为这个手已经不再是我的手。
These feet are to walk in the Spirit, not to walk in the flesh.
我们的脚要行走在属灵的道路上，而不是我们自己的血气。
For to me to live is Christ, and Paul then adds, I die daily.
保罗不仅说我活着就是基督，他说我天天冒死。
Where is your mind this morning?
你的心思今天早晨是在哪里呢
？Can you identify with that crown of thorns? Is it subject to Him?
你是不是可以与荆棘的冠冕来认同？我们是不是来顺服神呢？
Are your ears, those in Revelation 2 and 3, ears that hear?
或者是我们的耳朵有没有像启示录二章三章有一个可听的耳朵呢？
Is our mouth, is our tongue pierced? Has it been divided, soul and spirit, so that it's pure word, not idle talk?
我们的嘴，我们的舌头是不是有被分别，所以魂与灵可以分开，所以我们可以讲圣洁的话语呢
？If the Lord would deal just with our idle talk, when we go over to eat in a few minutes, that room would sound like a cemetery. There would be no words.
如果我们的舌头流露出来的都是一些这种虚空的话语，那这样大家吃饭的时候就好像就是一个坟场一样。
Death.
因为这就带来死亡。
pierced through by the Holy Spirit.
愿我舌主耶稣来分别我们的舌头，所以我们舌头可以分别来归给神，有圣灵的恩膏。
Our whole being crucified.
我们所有的人与基督同钉十字架。
Even our heart, that spear that was pierced through the Lord's heart, our heart pierced.
我们的心像主耶稣的心一样，主耶稣的心是被刺透的，我们也应该是一样。
And the only thing remaining is for me to live is Christ.
所以留下来的就只有一件事，就是我活着就是基督。
Because we do not die daily, moment by moment to self, the Lord has to deal with us in deep dealings. It's His love that deals with us.
因为我们没有办法天天的向自己死，所以神就借着环境来对付我们。
Many times we cannot understand the things that are going on in our lives. They seem catastrophic.
常常我们生活的里面充满着许多的毁坏性的事情，我们不知道为什么。
Or it can be just small irritants, little tiny things, just, you know, the sting of the mosquito throughout the day.
或者是生活里面有一些小的麻烦，比如说被蚊子咬。
God has a purpose in them.
不管大或小的事，神都有他的目的。
To bring us to that place where we die daily.
他把我们带到一个地步，所以我们可以天天向自己死。
And our countenance should be like the Lord's.
我们的脸也应该像神主的脸。
There should be that shining like Moses.
也应该像摩西的脸是放光的。
He'd been with the Lord.
因为他与神相会。
And his countenance bore that out.
所以他的脸就像主一样可以放光。
It is God's hand that we all say, for to me to live is Christ.
神的他的心愿就是我们每一个人都能说我活着就是基督。
Make that our one goal.
愿这成我们唯一的一个目标。
For every part of our life.
在我们生活的每一件事情。
And we'll be able to function as a body.
这样我们就可以在主的家里面像主的身体一样。
As we subject ourselves to the Lord.
让我们来顺服主的时候。
I don't know if you realize it, this has been a Mother's Day speech this morning.
我不晓得早晨你有没有注意到，这个也是我在母亲节里面里面的负担。
Our sisters have the great privilege of displaying in their lives, in their bodies, their hair, their head covering, this wonderful thing called subjection.
姐妹们，如果蒙头的话，就代表一件很美丽的一个图画，就是顺服。
And sisters, the most beautiful thing in a sister is not your face, not your bodies, not your clothes, not your jewelry, not your cosmetics. It is a submissive heart.
对于姊妹们，你最美丽的不是你的脸，不是你的化妆，不是你的珠宝，乃是有一个顺服的心。
Submitting first to God, and then your husband, and then the environment that God puts us in.
对主、对神顺服，对你的丈夫顺服，还有对生活上神量给你一切环境来顺服。
And on Father's Day, we'll cover the fathers.
当父亲节的时候，我再来讲说父亲的要做什么的信息。
We already did, remember?
但是我已经
Father submitting to our Father in heaven.
做父亲的也要来顺服我们的天父。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we confess much of our lives is for me to live is me.
天父，我们向你承认我们的生活很多的地方都是我们活着是为我自己。
We confess we have made such a simple, simple thing so difficult.
我们向你承认，我们在这件非常简单的事上，我们把它变成非常的困难。
We've rejected you, Father. We've rejected your Son. We've rejected the Holy Spirit. We've rejected your Word. And we've rejected the Christ and brothers and sisters.
我们常常拒绝父、子、灵，拒绝主的话，还有拒绝弟兄姐妹。
And we have rejected the wonderful environment that you put us in to child train us.
你把生活里面许多的事情这样美好的放在我们周围要训练我们，可是我们常常还是拒绝。
Forgive us for murmuring because of this environment that you've put us in.
愿你赦免我们在许多的环境上我们抱怨。
But we are thankful for the blood of Christ.
我们感谢你，因为有基督的宝血。
That reveals this great submission of yours to your Father.
来向我们启示主你自己对父神的顺服。
That has saved us and keeps on saving us and will save us for all eternity.
那过去拯救我们，继续的拯救我们，一直要拯救我们到永远。
May all of us be able to say throughout this week, for me to live is Christ.
用我们每一位这个礼拜我们都能说，我活着就是基督。
Through dying daily.
借着我们天天向自己死。
We pray this in Christ's name.
靠基督的名祷告。
Amen.